So we're going to hit upon a few parshas. By Yetzer, we're going to hit upon a few points. We're going to try to mimic. We can't really mimic. But we're going to, in the same vein as Rabbi Klein, a little bit of everything. A little bit of a challenge. How appropriate. We have challenge Thursday nights. A challenge of all different types of Divrei Torah, Halacha, Jerush, Musar, a little bit of everything. So, in this week's parasha, the famous story between Lavan tricking Yaakov and giving him a different sister. And Lavan goes and he excuses himself and explains to Yaakov the reason why, you know, I gave you somebody else. I'll tell you why. Because Lo yasekein bimkaimenu, we don't do this in our place. Let me tell you the social norms. The social norms is we don't give the tzi'ira lefnei habechira. We don't go and give the younger daughter before the older daughter. Okay? Great. That's Lavan's claim, and you know, everyone reading the pasuk rolls their eyes and says, oh, shkoya, thanks a lot. But he swindled. So that has no value, it has no credence. It's just Lavan being Lavan. Great. Comes along there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos in Kiddushin goes and says as follows. Let's say someone has multiple daughters. And he marries off, he finds a suitable match for one of his daughters and says, take my daughter, and doesn't specify which one of his daughters. So we need to know. Let's say everyone had das. The father had das to be mekadosh the daughter. Let's say it's a ketana, that he has the ability, he has the rights to be mekadosh her, okay, on her behalf. And the groom had das to be mekadosh her. So who's her? Who is she? Which one? Which one of the daughters? Says Tosis, you know what? It's probably the oldest. And lahalacha, we assume it's the oldest daughter. Says Tosis, how do we know? It's a pasuk. The pasuk goes and says, we don't give the tzi'ira lefnei habechira. Ask the mefarshim, what in the world is going on? You know who we're quoting lahalacha? Lavan. We're quoting Lavan lahalacha. You know, this is the halacha that's going to have ramifications. Kiddushin, mamzeres, you name it, yichus, everything. Because Lavan, the pasuk, Lavan, who are we quoting? So asks the Marsham. We'll get to him 1 week. Who was the Marsham? Reb Shalom Shvadron's grandfather. They had the same name. Reb Shalom Mordechai HaKoyin Shvadron. He was the Marsham. He was the Rav of Brzhan. The Brzhaner, as he's called. So the Marsham asked this question in the Sefer HaChumash called Chelas Mordechai. And he answers based on a chida. This is where it gets fancy. This again, it's just fun. He goes and he says, we know that Yaakov and Esav were twins. We know that Chazal tell us that they were not just twins. They weren't regular twins. They were in the same shilya. They were in the same embryonic sac, which is not the norm, right? It's not the norm. They were born. And Yaakov was conceived first. That's why he comes out last. That's the way it works. Whoever's conceived first, they're at the top. Whoever's conceived later is at the bottom. Who's going to come out first into this world? The bottom. Who's the Bechor relative to the, you know, intrinsic timeline? The younger one is the Bechor. So Yaakov held that he was really the Bechor. Because there's a machlekes, how do we paskin? Do we paskin the Bechor is gauged and dependent on who comes out into this world first, or who is conceived first? Yaakov's of the opinion that it goes after the conceivement. Therefore, he was the oldest and he had the rights to the Bechor. Well said. So, yes, we do paskin like another opinion that maybe Esav had. So, it's all how you word it, right? So, says the Chida, again, where do we find this? Does he bring him a car? I don't remember. I don't recall. That Leah and Rachel were also twins. And it was the same exact scenario as Yaakov and Esav. Rachel was conceived first, Leah was conceived second, Leah came out first, Rachel came out second. And therefore, what? Yaakov's kavana was he wanted to go and marry the older one. And Lavan says back to him, no. Look, hey, I pass him like Esav. And therefore, you get Leah. Okay? Fancy. Definitely not Pashut. Definitely very fancy. Okay. And Lavan. Yeah. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following shiloh. What about two brothers? La halacha. There's a... I don't know if it's normal, I don't know if it's prevalent. I know that there is some existence of a concept called waiting. Does it have any halachic basis or not? If you have one sibling, another sibling, there's an older sibling, a younger sibling, and should they wait, should they not wait? Well, can we bring a proof from the pasuk? The Rosh Feinstein goes and says that regarding boys, it's a bittel of the mitzvah peruvu. So, assuming that the younger one has found a mate that's suitable, he should go forward. Fine. Regarding the older, and Rav Moshe has now posed the question, he has a shach. The shach seems to say that we give value and we do give preference to the older one over the younger one. And where is the shach coming from? From Rashbam and Baba Basra. Where is the Rashbam and Baba Basra coming from? The same place that the Chassam Sofer goes and quotes this Rashbam, and actually Paskin's Keneged, it's not Keneged Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe was later, but the Chassam Sofer is of the opinion that you should wait. Why? Because Benois Slavchad. The pasuk goes out of their way, and the pasuk enumerates who these girls were differently. And the pasuk in Bamidbar goes and makes sure to list them oldest to youngest. Why? Because it has a value. So, I want to get to a few more points. What? I believe so. I have to double check. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein goes, and there's a lot of yeshuvim. I just wanted to be more over this point because I don't want to get stuck. We could spend all 20 minutes on this very topic. And there's a lot of ways out how to try to get out of each one. But Lavan's not so far off. And it seems to have been, many Mefarshim go and say, that it wasn't Lavan's taina, it was a social norm. It was talking about the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam, we find it as well by Benos Salafchad, and Lavan wasn't saying, he wasn't being mechadish, a new din. That was, Kredi Matan Torah, that was how things went. So he was not known for, that he still called the Ramai. He still called the Ramai. But the concept itself wasn't a bunch of, baloney just to try to pull the wool over Yaakov's eyes. He was claiming a good claim. Just, he made sure to only say it after the fact, right? That's where the Ramai is lying, but Avada, it wasn't so far-fetched. That's... Correct. If you want to avoid all the issues, yes, you should. He definitely is a Rami. He definitely is a Rami. No question about it. So, another point. So, when Yaakov Avinu is waiting, and he finally realizes, so what happens? They get married. Mesiras Simanim, tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, that Rachel gives away all the secrets. At the stakes were so, so high. He gives everything away for her sister, and Yaakov plays along. And he wakes up and says, oh my goodness, another 7 years. Number one, Rav Shimshon Pinkus points out that Lavan says, okay, 7 years, in 7 years I'll give you another one. It's such an insight into Yaakov's belief in the quality of humanity and the ability for people to be upright. Think of Yaakov's view, right? I remember learning in history, right? There was Locke and who else? Who are they? Come on, someone.
Thomas Hobbes and John Locke.
Right. Are people good or people bad? So that was my first introduction to, like, it's philosophy. Rav and Urav. Okay, fine. So what happens if a person gets burned and you get scanned by someone? It's a big X. He's X'd. You're never doing business with him again. Why? He's bad. He's bad to the core. Yaakov Avinu had such a positive outlook. He just got burned by Lavan, says of Shimshon Pinchas, and he wouldn't X him. The next morning, he goes into another business deal. Because people have the ability to still be good.
Here he's getting what he wants first. So he thought that he's going to have to wait 7 years?
No. The next morning, he finds out it's Leah, right. And Lavan says, don't worry, I'll give you what you want for 7 more years.
But this time, Yaakov's getting paid first.
No, he's not getting Leah. He's not getting Rachel.
He's getting Rachel after 7 days. And he works 7 years afterwards. Wasn't there only a week between the weddings?
That's the psukkah? I did not.
There's a middle, I don't know if it's a middle like that, that it was the 70 Amam Ishtev and Sheva Brachot, and then he
the Pasuk. The Pasuk says this? Where is this from?
We're going to find it.
The Pasuk is Chazal? The Pasuk says no mention of such a thing.
The Pasuk doesn't say it.
The Pasuk makes no mention of 7 days later. The Pasuk says 7 years later. That's the Pashtus of the Pasuk. Where do we find otherwise? That's. It could be it's a chazal. That's why I don't. Let's assume this vart applies. Yeah? You have the psukim?
No, it's okay. Not in the.
It's not in the psukim. Okay. Amazing. So we'll have to double check this to find out. Assuming it was 7 years later, it definitely the vart is a tremendous chiddush. Yeah? The extent of how Yaakov really had saw the good in people, even though he already got burnt. Otherwise, yeah, it would be that he's getting paid first and it's still going into a deal not knowing what he has up his sleeve. Shavua.
Yeah, that was it. And then we're
Rabbeinu Eliezer. Shavua Zois. And he ends up working 7 years.
After, yeah.
So it's different Shavua. The word Shavua means two separate things. That's what comes out. Okay. I will believe that to look into this and let you know what I find. I don't know. I actually did not know that. Okay. Another point. All right. Yeah. He gave his word. A word is word. Yeah. Titan MS Leakov. So, another interesting thing. What does the Pasuk say? The Yamim work Yamim Achadim. So, according to what you're saying, it's not such a chiddush. Because it was indeed Yamim Achadim. What is the Pasuk stressing? Yeah. So, all the Mefarshim are busy bringing out, what do you mean? How did the time pass so quickly? 7 years, and it felt like nothing. It was 7 days. So obviously it's machlokas.
No, it's not clear. You can answer this way or that way.
Okay. So there's a Orach Chaim in Parshas Balak. Orach Chaim goes and says the Pasuk. Goes and says by the curse, right? What is one of the ways we describe Klal Yisrael? Lo yira omel b'Yisrael. The Aruch Chaim goes and says over there that the observation of Bilam was making is that when he sees Klal Yisrael doing mitzvahs and he sees Klal Yisrael doing something of value, of intrinsic value, it's not a weight. It's not a weight. It's not something that weighs on them. It's not an omo. It's enjoyable. That's the praise. That's the biggest praise. Leira omo b'Yisrael is a praise because it means that they just enjoy it. And it's just so enjoyable.
Why wouldn't they want to do that too?
Who?
Your son.
No. He was singing the praises. He was singing the praises. But what does it mean? Leira omo. Leira omo b'Yisrael. What does that mean? He didn't see toil.
The mitzvahs are...
He didn't see toil that pertaining to mitzvahs that seemingly should be such a weight.
So you didn't want to try to be more like a Jew?
Oh, good question. Good question. Why didn't Bilam join when he saw all the beauty and he's sitting there singing their praises? That's a question of Parshas Balak. Yeah. So... That's really the same thing by Yaakov. He saw Ruchnius. There was a Ruchnius thing as well. He wanted to be going to Klal Yisrael with Ruchli Meinu. Therefore, Leira Amo Yisrael. It was Kiyam Machadim. Even though it may have been a week or 7 years, whichever one it was, it just flew by because it's such a beautiful thing. I want to share with you one last thing. This is already, the observation is a very valid observation. The conclusion is fascinating. Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. We'll speak about him, Ritz Hashem, 1 week on the Sunday night. So Rabbi Yosef Engel goes and says the following. He wrote Asfund Araisa, Lekach Tov. He was a prolific writer. And he was a real bucky in everything. So he actually writes, he didn't have Talmidim. He never taught in the yeshiva. He says, my Svarim will create my Talmidim. Fascinating thought. He goes and he writes in his drushes. He goes and he says as follows, that what happens, they finally get married and Leah starts having lots of kids and she gets to Yehuda and Apam Oides Hashem. And he says such an interesting thing. Why? Because now she got more than her share. She's supposed to only have four wives. Each one gets three. I have a fourth. I got more. He points out something very fascinating. In Chazal, there's a pasuk also that uses this term. In Chazal, we rarely find the double wording and the double usage of ma'oid, ma'oid. There's a pasuk regarding, there's a Mishnah rather in Pirkei Avos that goes and says, ma'oid, ma'oid, have a shval ruach. A person should be a big, big anav, very, very humble. And there's a Mishnah in Brachis that goes and says, have a moed eloi b'moed moed. A person should be thankful to Hashem. Moed moed. So we know Eretz Yisrael also is Toiva Eretz, moed moed. But Kinira, his observation was within Chazal. These are the sole places where we have a double word, moed moed. If anyone has any others, speak now or forever hold your peace. Says that's the lashon of Mechaber and Sinim Chaf Aleph and Ebenezer. The Mechaber goes and says that in Chaf Aleph. No, so where's the Mechaber?
That's the one you mentioned in the Meraglim, right?
Of course. Yeah. So where do we go with this? He goes and he says, the Rebbe of Engel goes and writes, we see there's a unique relationship between Anivus and Hoidah. Chazal are pairing them together simply from the fact they both have this wording. And he says, and one's really an outgrowth of the other. Because if you're an Anav and you realize that it's not all about you and your accomplishments and your abilities, you therefore can be Moed et Hashem because you realize where it comes from. Yeah? And he says, and that was the very schus. That was the very schus why Leah had more children. Watch this. He goes and he says, he brings a lot of rice, but we're out of time. I can show it if anyone wants to see it. It's here. He says, and that's the very reason why she was able to have many children. Anivus breeds children. Why? It's a mida keneged mida. And that's why you have a hoida anivus. She was moida and thanked Hashem, which stemmed from her anivus, and her anivus allowed her to have more children, and therefore she was thankful. How? Because a person naturally has to battle his gaiva. And there's a godless and a greatness in being able to be humble. Because people naturally like to claim, it was my work. I am so amazing. I took care of this. No, it was Hashem. If you're able to go and see that you fall into a bigger picture, that's godless. The irony is, the smaller you think you are, the greater you are. And b'schus, that greatness, children are the ability to expand beyond. And that's why the bizchus, her being an anav, grew. How do we see that? Through Chazal. And also the fact she was able to be moida, she realized her anivus. That's why bizchus that, mida keneged mida, she was able to have more greatness beyond just her single soul self. Good shot. Fascinating. Check that out. Okay, sure. Good. Go to the academic. Well, too. Great to see you.
You too. Thank you much.
All the best. Have a good Shabbos.
Good night. How was it?
You want a different perspective.
Amen. Okay.